or?
Just so people can hear if there's anybody.
Sing a little tune if you want to.
Who are bored enough that when I hear talk about change orders, those I can beach.
I can't sing very well, so I'll do that. Let's see. Okay, there's two change orders here, actually. One is for Ozark Beach and one is for Holiday Hills. So if the Holiday Hills isn't on your agenda, we'll have to add it.
Yes, it was.
Was it on there also? Yes. Okay, there you go.
Okay, well, I'll do the Ozark Beach one first. This change order is for three or four things. One is there was a section of line on a gentleman's property that was originally shown in the construction plans and bid as a part of the project, but after we went, I don't know, there were month or 2 months into the project, he decided that he didn't want these lines constructed on his property. Instead, he'd build his own private lines. So we agreed to take that out of the project. He's since come back and decided that that wasn't such a good idea and asked us to put it back in. And so we took that to the sewer board, and they agreed, if you guys agree, to add that back in.
So it's a net wash of the whole project.
Yeah, we had removed it once. We're just putting it back in at the same cost. And of that, that's items number 1 and 2 on this change order, and that is for $6,925 is for that.
And that's on
Ozark Beach.
Ozark Beach. Motion to do so.
Second. Well,
hold on a second, guys. That's just one part of the change order.
Oh.
Withdraw my second.
There's three or four things. I just want to explain. I take the change orders real serious, so I want you guys to understand why they're occurring.
Sure.
And then there's a couple places where we had originally put in, on the plans, had put in a 4-inch connection to somebody, but during the course of the project, for one reason or another, it looked like it made sense in the field to upsize that to a 6-inch connection. And so we worked through staff and through the commission and agreed to do that. And that change, let's see, I'm having to do math in my head here. It'll be $400 to change.
So just change it from a 4-inch to a 6-inch.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause there were several connections going into one pipe. Okay, and then there was a bore, and I don't even remember which one specifically. It's been a while back, but there was a bore that it was originally designed and approved by MoDOT. Then when it came time for the contractor to actually go get the permit, they had us make that bore 12 feet longer. So we had to add 12 foot to the bore, but it's done at the unit cost. So that added $3,770.
So no extra cost per foot, but at the unit cost.
Yeah, yeah. And all this is at the unit cost. Everything is on here. And then on one of the property owners, we were having a lot of issues due to the bad soil and that type of stuff. And he was really inconvenienced, and the sewer board agreed to present putting a radius, a small radius on where two of his roads connected to just as try to work things out with the guy, and that is $300.
Okay, now if they're going to do the radius, is the contractor going to do the radius?
Yeah.
Is the road and bridge going to do the radius, or how?
The contractor.
Okay.
And so the total is when you add up all those things I just discussed, which is the putting the line back on the man's property that we had removed once out of the contract, changing a service from 4-inch to 6-inch, adding
the date.
Actually, I said 12. It was actually adding 13 feet to one of the bores as per MoDOT's requirement, and then putting that little curve on that guy's property. It was a net increase of $11,495. Now, keep in mind, $6,925 was in the contract before. So the biggest portion of that was originally in the contract. And then it was a deduct to $270. So the net increase of this change order is $11,225. But of that 11,000, almost 7,000 was originally in the contract from the beginning. We just thought we were going to get rid of it for a while. Okay. And then the bulk of the rest of it was that bore, adding 13 feet to that bore. So that's the Ozark Beach change order. So I would ask that you guys consider recommending that for approval.
Now you want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion now that the sewer board's approved it.
Second.
Ready to vote?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Holiday Hills.
Okay, and Holiday Hills, this one is just kind of, we'll have another one of these when the project's done, but, you know, as you go through the project, you make fine-tune, you know, you raise a manhole a foot, you know, little tiny changes in quantities. And so this is a bunch of adds and deducts to try to get our quantities and our contract near to where they should be. So it's an add of $3,951.19 and a deduct of $3,704.71 for a net increase of $246.48. Basically, we're just trying to get some of the...
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's more of a housekeeping issue.
I'll make that motion to accept the change order for Holiday Hills.
Second?
Aye.
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 Appreciate it.
Before you leave, I can't remember where I heard it, but somebody had made a comment, and I think it was on Holiday Hills. Somebody was unhappy. The contractor wasn't getting paid, or have you heard any problems? On time, or
The contractor is
Boyce, isn't it?
Yeah, Boyce is the contractor. Their time is up, I think, this Thursday or Friday, and so there's some discussions on whether or not they're going to finish on time. And if they don't finish, they'll go into liquidated damages. I think it's $500 a day, liquidated damages. So they've.
But I mean, all the complaint I've heard out there is the noise. You know, we broke so much of the rock.
Yeah.
It drove some residents out there pretty bothersome. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Somebody.
Everybody's been paid, so I don't know where that would be coming
up
from. I know we've had a lot of trouble working out issues on topsoil and cleanup out there, and so we're just going back and forth and trying to get them to clean it up in accordance with the spec and to a level that will make the homeowners association and the property owners out there, you know, happy.
So you said the bid's almost, the contract date is almost up, is that right? This week or something like that?
It'll be up. I'd have to look back at my notes, but it's either this Thursday or Friday it's up. Our inspector out there asked the question, do you think you're going to be done? Their superintendent told them that they will be done personally. I don't see how they can be done by Thursday or Friday. I think they'll get into liquidated damages, but they may fool me.
So, I mean, if it's not done, you're not talking but a couple more extra days, probably a cleanup. Is it what you're thinking?
Wouldn't be surprised me if they don't have an extra week or two.
Okay, but just minor stuff.
It's just basically restoring.
Aesthetics.
Topsoil, seed and straw, that type of stuff is what most of it is.
Shorty Cooper Street.
Yes.
When are we going to expect the Frank brought this up to me.
The change order for the sewer line?
Yeah.
To add that into the contract? I'm going to present to the sewer board a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
And then they'll present to you. And basically a reminder there is that there's a section of that line that we never put in the contract for Larry Snyder on the Ozark Beach project because we were going to use county crews. And due to the timing and stuff, it made sense when we made that decision, but now it doesn't. And so I think everybody I've talked to has asked that we consider running a change order through to add that into their contract. It'd be per the unit costs, so it's just adding some footage to their contract.
Just something to, just something need to tell the public or need to tell anybody the questions, you know. So you're going to be running that through a week from Tuesday.
A week from Tuesday.
Yeah. All right.
So we'll run that through, and we're working on that change order. My office is working on it actually today, and basically it's just getting the quantities and.
Are you clear with all your paperwork with Forsyth?
As far as.
Well, we have a part with the road realignment. Do you have a part with the sewer alignment?
Yeah, I don't know of any loose ends on the Forsyth deal. We have a contract with them for capacity. They've reviewed our plans and have approved them, and they've run those through their engineers. So we're basically constructing it, and then they have the right to inspect as well. I mean, we're doing inspection, but they also have the right on the portions that they're going to own or that are in their streets. They have the right to inspect that as well. But I think I can't think of anything that's loose on that arrangement.
Okay.
on Shorty Cooper, your work's all done as far as engineering, just a matter of taking it to Snyder and asking them for a change.
Yeah, and it's, like I say, the contract, it's a unit price contract. It's set up so that we can add things like that, so that there isn't any negotiations on the price per foot. It's just how many feet are there, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. So they have to do it as part of the contract? Mm-hmm.
And they'd have to come up with some reason how this is different and it's not.
Required a different price or something.
Yeah. So that's a good thing about a unit price contract.
Yep.
Excellent.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Here's these. I think I'd...
So I just need to chase down signatures on from Rick and...
I think they are.
Do we want to give it to Nikki and let them chase it down since... Let's
oh, okay, yeah.
We yeah, let's that. Give it to Nikki so she make copies and stuff and
all right,
get the process properly because we got our hands slapped before. Do you remember that? Being corrected. Gentlemen, that's all we have scheduled for the rest of the day as a commission.
No, we don't.
What else we left?
We got a vote on that.
Oh, we're waiting for Bob. It's going to be a little while. So just wanna,
we said 4:30 or no?
The 4:30 is my present, my little thing. He's Bob. Working. He's working on the review right now, but we're just waiting. I mean, he's typing as fast as he can, but they've gone through a lot of revisions already. So it could be another 30 minutes. Could be another hour. So
okay, I got a couple of housekeeping. Or
sure.
What are we going to call them? One is talk to Frank. My understanding from him. From him about you don't care to be at Clevenger Cove, Sunview?
Correct.
Okay. So I'm planning to be there at 7:30 on Thursday.
To watch them at. Okay.
I have asked the girls, if it's okay with you guys, to put Sunview Road on our agenda for Wednesday. We've got other stuff going. And I intend to make a motion to take over the maintenance of Sunview. Anyway, my question is, I can do this without any problem. It's all right to have it on the agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How wide is Sunview?
Well, we can get into the details. Frank will have to give us a presentation on all that, but we've got time. Looks like at 10:15.
10 o'clock, 10:15?
Looks like 10:15. Well, we probably want to do it. Okay, we got a 9 to 9:15, a 9:15 to 10:15.
Let's see, the 10:15.
The 9 to 10 is road prioritization, so it could be a 10:30. Looks like we got a 2 o'clock with tying in zoning anyway, so we can make it at 3 o'clock if you want, or I'm tied up until 1:30. So I would say 3:30, Chuck? 3 o'clock?
Wednesday.
3 o'clock Wednesday? Looks like we won't be pressed for time that way.
3 o'clock Wednesday it will be.
Okay. You going to let Nikki know and post it?
Yeah, I've already just left a note.
3 o'clock looks like the time we're free. Okay.
Now, you're going to...
Here's the deal. Bob says... Probably shouldn't get too deep here, but Bob says we can take a road in without a petition. We just use a petition process. The law changed a year or two, 3 ago.
Without even notification?
Anything.
My
understanding... Could be wrong, but I don't think so. And if we have to have a petition, then we'll do a petition. But my suggestion,
I don't know.
It might kill a lot of neighborhood stuff. We don't have to do anything.
Well, I'm sure.
We could put a load of gravel on it, and maybe
it opens a can of worms, and that's the only thing we'll discuss on Wednesday. Is that the can of worms? That we just talk about the pros and cons of it. So.
The can of worms is open,
it's,
in my opinion, and it might help close it a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
But that's I just wanted to visit.
If Bob will research that for us, if the county commission itself can petition without the public's petition.
I've heard him say we could.
We can. Yeah, we can. We technically own the roads. We just choose as a commission. Whatever the process is to bring it into the maintenance program. It's whatever our process is.
I heard you say it. More than once.
Yeah. So it's whatever our process it wants to be. all right. I'm going to go up and check on Bob real fast. It's going to be probably, I would say, 4 o'clock. I mean, he's just going to type away. But I want to make sure, I wanted you guys to review something if you wanted to recess on the what I'm going to be reading at 4:30.
You're reading it here?
At 4:30, I'm going to have a little...
Oh, with the
staff.
Yeah, staff.
Bob wrote it. I modified a little bit, but it's all legal mumbo jumbo. You're fine with it?
I'm fine with you reading it.
Okay, well, let's have a recess, and then I'll see where Bob's at.
10-4, recess.
I'll take that to Nick real fast. You going to go upstairs?
Mumbo jumbo.
I was going to go get...